live from around the world. It's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network.
Around the world, the trip begins with a kiss. Roam if you want to. Roam around the world.
Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard another edition of Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend wherever you happen to be. We've been, of course, living on airplanes, as we always do. We're coming to you this time from Harrah's in New Orleans and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, no problem. You can always email me to Peter at PeterGreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem, and we'll solve it right here on the air. Lots of stuff to talk about, of course, as the crazy meltdown continues on Wall Street, and no solution in sight, really, in the short term. We're just going to have to weather this storm. Airlines cutting back more than they ever thought they would. Amtrak ridership way up. Gee, what a surprise. And just wild, wild stuff going on. It's great to be back here, and we're going to be talking about that, of course. Great to be back here in New Orleans. I come at least once a year. Of course, I was back here in 2005 for Katrina. And at Harrah's, by the way, you know, they closed on August 29th as the whole city evacuated, August 29th of 05, and didn't reopen until February, March of the next year. And it's interesting to see how the city is coming back. The French Quarter is back. Bourbon Street's back. The waterfront is back. The aquarium is hopping. The zoo is doing okay. There's still a lot of work to be done, and we're going to talk about that later in the show. In fact, how you can get involved if you come down here on a vacation, what you can do to help, especially in places like St. Bernard's Parish and the Lower Ninth Ward. You know, they dodged the big bullet, the last hurricane a couple of weeks ago, and we're very thankful for that. We hope that they've seen the worst of it here, and you know, now if only the New Orleans Saints can actually win a few games, maybe things will really, really come back. But, you know, I talked about what's going on in the meltdown. It's not trickling down anymore. It's tumbling down. You know, earlier this summer we talked about the airlines already announcing, way before Wall Street had its big problem, that they were going to be cutting capacity as much as 16% across the board, and they have. But they're actually cutting even more. They're parking even more planes, and they're doing so at an accelerated rate. Some airlines canceling service already that just started. I mean, you know, we had Open Skies, this new agreement in the UK, and of course there's an airline called Open Skies, which is a subsidiary of British Airways. The French started one, and what was weird about it is, of course, Open Skies meant that the Open Skies airline was flying from Paris to New York or to Los Angeles, and Air France was starting their little low-fare carrier flying from London to L.A. Well, they've just canceled the London to L.A. flight because just no loads. I've been on lots of flights in recent months, and in fact in recent weeks, where, you know, it was packed to the gills. And in the last probably 10 days, lots of empty seats, which means, of course, it is a buyer's market for anybody who really can travel in the next couple of weeks before the Thanksgiving holiday and the Christmas holiday. You're going to see not just airfare sales, but of course, if people aren't flying, they're not filling hotel rooms, you're going to see huge hotel deals. Nobody wants to announce a discount, but guess what? They are discounting left and right. And in fact, when the stock market falls, guess what? Hotel discounts rise. I mean, some of these are stunts. You know, there's one at the Boston Colonnade Hotel that basically says it gives guests a 10 to 20% off room rates based on the Dow Industrial Average at the closing bell. Well, lately, I bet you can stay at that hotel for free. But, I mean, forgetting just the stunts, you're seeing 2-for-1 deals. You're seeing stay 3 nights, get the 4th night free. And speaking of stocks, I mean, I want to share this with you. I mean, listen, I'm the last guy to ever, suggest that anybody invest in airline stocks. I mean, talk about suicidal. You remember the old Richard Branson quote that if you want to be a millionaire, start with $1 billion, open an airline, and you'll become a millionaire? Well, a lot of people have done just that in the airline business. Robert Crandall, the former CEO of American Airlines, has essentially said that not a single airline has ever returned their capital investment since the Wright brothers. But listen to these numbers. In the last year, okay, going back a year ago, American Airlines' stock has fallen 74%, Continental 71%, Delta 72%. Northwest, 67%. Southwest, just 27%. But the real killer here, United Airlines, it's fallen over 90% in the last year. And that wasn't helped, by the way, when they finally, United, got their act together to do some fuel hedge buying, basically predicated on the concept, or the presumption, I should say, that oil prices were going to soar again. Well, we all know what's happening. Oil prices are plummeting, and United Airlines took a $500 million, you heard me right, $500 million hit just on that alone. Amazing. So if you're following the stock market and you like to buy low and sell high, gee, what a concept, you might want to look at some airline stocks, because the airlines that are the best positioned to recover are the ones that have enough cash to weather the storm. Remember, we don't define a successful airline by actually how much money they make. This is really sad. We define a successful airline by which can lose money longer. And based on that, you've got a couple of airlines out there who can really lose money longer. I worry, quite frankly, about airlines like United, which already went through a big bankruptcy. They wrung everything they could out of the airline. And now in the fourth and first quarters, which are the toughest quarters in any airline business in any year, there's a reason why most airlines fail, that when they do fail, in March, because they can't make it to summer. They just can't get enough cash to make it to summer. And I worry about how many cuts United Airlines can make between now and March to get through to summer. I'm not holding my breath on this one, folks. And which means, of course, if you've got any miles accumulated on airlines like United, not just United, but for that matter, any airline, I'm suggesting your own personal run on the bank, meaning figure out a way through their own strategic marketing alliances. With American, it would be the One World Alliance. With United, it's Star Alliance. Run, do not walk, and find out how you can redeem miles on their partner airlines, especially at United, on their partner airlines to places you may not have ever wanted to go, but that's your choice. You can either do that or go to an art supply store, buy a picture frame, and hang your miles on the wall, because they're being devalued by the hour in terms of their real worth, and pretty soon if the airline goes out of business, so does the mileage program. So I'm just raising a huge red flag here and letting you know that the prudent thing to do is either give them to friends, redeem them yourselves on partner airlines. Do not wait around. Remember, I don't trust the airlines as airlines. Why would I trust them as banks? Get them out of there and do it soon. You want to hear something funny? A couple of weeks ago, I made an announcement that the leading hotels of the world were doing, to celebrate their anniversary, they started in 1928, they were celebrating a deal where they were going to get away. These are seriously expensive hotels and great hotels around the world. A $19.28 room promotion. That's right. The entire room would go for $19.28. I announced it. We told them that it was going to be an online auction on October 1st. 150,000 people loaded up the website to the point that there were 15,000 clicks a second during the bidding. And as a result, the servers melted down and absolutely none of the 6,000 rooms available were actually awarded. They're working on it, folks. So when we find out when it happens, we'll let you know when you can get back online and try again for the $19.28 room promotion at leading hotels in the world. But don't say I didn't warn you about that. When we come back, an update on everything that's been happening in New Orleans and things you need to know, plus an update on what's really going on in the travel industry worldwide. Back for more of Harrah's and Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after these messages.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
If you travel for business, you know just how stressful it can be. Radisson Hotels and Resorts wants to make your life easier and give you special perks with our Business Rewards package. You'll get breakfast, up to $15 US, 2,000 bonus gold points, free high-speed internet, and the added flexibility of early check-in or late check-out based on availability. Book your Business Rewards package today at 800-333-3333 or visit radisson.com/business. You deserve it.
Honey, what do you think about separate vacations?
Huh?
Yeah, because I want to do the man thing, you know, fishing, camping, eating beans, stinky stuff.
Well, I've always wanted to take a Viking river cruise to China.
Do it. I'll be with Stinky Man.
And I'll explore the Yangtze River, soaring dramatic mountain passages, first-class gourmet food, luxury, luxury, luxury.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go with you.
What about the Stinky Men?
I hate Stinky Men. You know why?
They stink.
For more, log on to VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours, providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And we're back here coming to you from Harrah's in New Orleans, Louisiana, and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. And if you can't get through on the phones, you can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem, and we will solve it right here on the air. A little housekeeping note. My new book is going to be on the stands very soon. In fact, it comes out November 11th. It's got a provocative title with a provocative subject. It's called Don't Go There. That's right. It's my essential guide to the must-miss places of the world. That's right. We're talking about the places of the world that actually suck. It's a big book, by the way. And if you go onto our website, petergreenberg.com, you can enter to get a chance to win my new book, which I will be happy to autograph for you. And in fact, this book is by definition incomplete, which means go to the website and also go to our other website, which is called don'tgothere.org, and send in your own vacations from hell stories, because it'll probably make the next edition of the book. So once again, go onto the website and enter for a chance to win the new book, Don't Go There, My Essential Guide to the Must-Miss Places of the World. I'll translate for you the places in the world that suck. I know you have some. We got a lot. So check that out. Also, I got the quote of the day, which will give you an idea of where air service is in this country. Cindy McCain told CNN the reason she became a licensed pilot is that, quote, in Arizona, the only way to get around the state is by small private plane. Well, guess what? If the airlines continue to do what they're doing, Cindy won't be alone. We'll all be flying around the country in small private planes. And Charles Lindbergh will probably turn over in his grave. But there you have it. Speaking of that, Amtrak, I told you this at the top of the show, their ridership way up. In fact, they set a record. 28.7 million people. That was just last year. Can you imagine what's going to happen this year? And they think it's going to be an increase of 11% this year, maybe even a 14% this year over last year, which is amazing. The question is, can Amtrak handle another single passenger, which means get ready for the bus lines to have a record year on trips of under 400 miles. They may not be desirable trips, but they become economically viable alternative trips and something for you to consider. Let's go right to the phones. Again, the number's here, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER coming to you from Harrah's in New Orleans. Let's go to the phones. We've got Danielle on the line. Hey, Danielle.
Hey there.
How can I help you today?
Hi, I had a question. I had a United flight, a direct flight over the summer from Beijing, China.
You mean nonstop?
Nonstop.
See, everybody confuses the word direct with nonstop. Let me help you out before you even get to the question. Direct means you stay on the same plane, but you're stopping. And nonstop really means you're going nonstop. So when people tell me they got a great deal on a direct flight, I say, I'm sorry to hear that. But I think you're really talking about nonstop, okay? Keep going.
Okay, so it was a nonstop flight from Beijing, China to Dulles, Washington, and our flight got canceled 2 days in a row for mechanical difficulties. And
let me guess, would that have been United Airlines?
It was United, yep.
I'm shocked.
And we ended up flying through Chicago. Our option was a coach seat or a business class seat, so we opted for business class. But my question is it reasonable to demand a partial refund for that ticket, because a direct nonstop flight
there you go
is more expensive usually than a connecting flight, And now we
it
have
is,
to-
but here under their here's the thing under their contract of carriage, they were responsible for getting you to your destination, and they did, and they kept your class of service, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, then the answer is it's tough to get a refund. I'll tell you what you can ask for, because you were inconvenienced. There's no doubt about that. And my suggestion is write them a letter. Are you a frequent flyer with them?
Not so much.
But you're a member of their program. Write them a letter, explain what happened, and ask if there's any kind of compensation you can get. I doubt you're going to get a whole lot, but what you might get, because the airlines love doing this, they might send you a voucher good for a discount on your next abusive flight.
Great,
all right,
thank
but,
you.
But I wouldn't, unless they're something that where you were delayed for, 7 days, but they did get you there, and I would ask for, some compensation, and don't be surprised if you get nothing, and then be pleasantly surprised if you get a discount voucher.
Okay? Oh, okay. That stinks. Okay, thank you.
I know. Hey, yeah, but you know what? Can I tell you something? People always complain about terrible flights, right? Let me help you out here. You know why we fly? I'm going to help you out, Danielle. The reason why we fly is to go from point A to point B and not die. Right?
Or
think
we have to cross an ocean, yes.
Either way, you landed. So the fact that you landed and you're talking to me on the phone means you had a great flight. You're alive, baby. So bottom line is, that doesn't stink. What would stink is if they canceled the flight and then hit a mountain. That would be bad.
Okay.
All right?
Well, okay, those are low standards then.
No, those are high standards. I actually value my life. Think about it. I mean, really. We're otherwise, we're suckered into the like marketing schemes from the airlines that make you think you're on the plane for the wine list. You're not. You're on the plane to go from A to B and survive. And on that one, I'll say bye.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, Danielle. Joining me right now knows what it's like to. My next guest knows a little bit about what it's like to survive because he's the president and CEO of the Travel Industry Association of America, and he's been a busy man lately, Roger Dow. Hey, Roger.
Peter, how you doing?
I'm hanging in.
Where are you?
We're actually in Harrah's at New Orleans. We're coming to you from there. So
wonderful.
We're surviving as well, but it's tough out there, Roger.
It certainly is. I mean, we're finding that just what you're talking about with your last caller and about the Cindy McCain comment. We did a survey recently that said some 41 million Americans canceled trips just to stay away from the hassle. And they didn't cancel they actually made the trip, but they took another way, whether it be driving, Amtrak, or a bus, then take an airline. That's discouraging because that costs the airlines money, it costs the economy money.
But unless I'm mistaken, Roger, that survey was done before the meltdown on Wall Street.
It certainly was. And so we don't know what kind of ride we're going to be in for, but it's going to be a bumpy one.
I mean, I just priced tickets from Los Angeles to New York over the Christmas holidays. They were $1,000 in coach.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, who gets to fly at that? Nobody. I mean, this is tough. And we're talking, of course, nonstop flights. I recommend, and Danielle was just talking about the fact that she had to take them one stop. You know, nonstop flights are going to be priced through the roof because those are normally business traveler flights. For those people listening here who are planning your Christmas trips, I hate to say it, because it usually goes against normal intuition, but if you try to fly with a one-stop flight, it will be cheaper.
We have a place in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, Peter, and I just booked flights for myself. My son, who lives in Chicago, he booked himself a two-stop flight to get a cheap fare. So he's young and he's put himself through a little pain, but he found it much cheaper to actually stop twice, if you can believe that.
And if you want a really cheap flight, just stop twice in Newark.
There you
just
go.
Kidding. Well, bottom line, you've got the airline stocks that are falling apart. You've got the airlines cutting capacity, which was announced way before the meltdown on Wall Street, which I think will be accelerated now. For someone who's planning a trip other than, like what your son did with a two-stop flight, I'm looking at the cuts that they're doing now. Remember, we're not looking at this as an American crisis anymore. This is a global crisis. I mean, there are flight cuts now hitting routes in Asia and Europe in heavily traveled routes. So what are your strategies at this point?
I think what you really have to do is you've got to look a lot more regionally. Some of the areas are really going to be hurt with this capacity loss. You take Palm Springs, which was going to be a national convention market. They're going to have to totally rethink their strategy because they've got much less airfare going in there and become much more of a regional destination. And I think people are going to do the same. And you mentioned earlier about going on Amtrak. Just 2 months ago, I was going up to New York. I almost always take the shuttle from Washington, D.C. to New York City. I called. I tried to get on Amtrak. It was sold out 3 days in advance. I got on a Delta shuttle. It was wide open. Go figure.
I know, but the airfare on the Delta shuttle was not cheap.
No, it wasn't. And Amtrak's not getting that cheap either, but it is packed. People are on the trains.
The one thing for our East Coast listeners I will share with them, and Roger, you're one of them, you know, the Acela is an expensive train, and if you look at the actual timetables, because we don't really have great high-speed rail in America, the Acela only arrives either in Washington or in Penn Station about 20 minutes later than the regional train, and the price is about half.
No, that's exactly true. When you compare the schedules, I think 20 is on the high side. It's anywhere from 15 to 18 minutes different.
I know. So bottom line is, if you're looking to save money, take the regional service. You don't have to be on Acela, and bring a bigger book, and you'll get through it. All right. Well, Roger, I want you to stay on top of this for us, because bottom line is, I hate to be a doomsayer, but based on what we're seeing now, there's going to be a lag period between the time of what's going on now with the airlines cutting back and any kind of real recovery. So please stay in touch with us and let us know if there's anything we need to know, because bottom line is, looking at the next 3 to 6 months, it doesn't look good.
Well, it's going to be a challenge, so I'd say make your reservations early. That's the most important thing you can do, and grab those seats.
Right, or, you know, take Greyhound.
There you go.
All right,
Roger. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, I really appreciate the call. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what's really been happening in New Orleans since 2005. And the answers might just surprise you. So stick with us. We're coming to you from Harrah's in New Orleans, back with more Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after these messages.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
American Airlines presents Real Sports Heroes. We know why you fly. Hi, everybody. I'm Ross Porter. Fred Saberhagen won 2 Cy Young Awards while pitching for the Kansas City Royals. 4 years ago, Brett started the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
We've been trying to do stuff for the youth. Worked a little bit with juvenile diabetes, autism. It's kind of all about the name, Make a Difference, and we try to just help out anybody we possibly can.
For more on the story, log on to RealSportsHeroes.com.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Harrah's in New Orleans. Peter Greenberg here, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. And don't forget, if you log on to our website, which is petergreenberg.com, you can enter for a chance to win my new book, which comes out very soon on November 11th. It's called Don't Go There, My Essential Guide to the Must-Miss Places of the World. I should happen to say that New Orleans is not one of them, so they're off the hook. But you might find some real interesting surprises in that book, because let's face it, in that book are my list of all the places in the world that I think suck. So, and laughing at that is my next guest, Robert Florence, who knows about New Orleans. He's lived here more than 20 years and does some incredible guides to some of the places that distinguish New Orleans in ways that you might not imagine unless you've actually been here a lot. But Robert, as I just said, you've written a number of books about New Orleans, especially about the cemeteries and the City of the Dead. I remember the City of the Dead in Cairo. People are living there. Well, people are living here too, but they're not living in the cemeteries.
Well, some people do.
They live in the cemetery.
Yes, I think, well, they spend a lot of time. People spend more time in cemeteries in New Orleans than anywhere else, living people. I believe cemeteries are for living people and not for dead people. And what you'll find here is the way people behave in cemeteries is very interesting.
Okay, tell me.
Well, first of all, this is a city that invented the jazz funeral to begin with. This is a city that, I saw two yesterday just moving around the city. It's a city where people would... They'll cry at a funeral, but they'll dance at a funeral, too. It's a celebration of someone's life, and those are of course, very linked to the cemeteries.
But because New Orleans itself is located below sea level, just about every cemetery I know, the graves are above ground.
Right. There were big challenges when the city was settled with burying below ground, and the French attempted that for the entire French colonial time. After the Spanish colonial time, they would begin to introduce above-ground burial forms, because what happened was they were forcing wooden buoyant caskets below the ground, and the water table would rise, and the caskets got pushed back up above the ground. And imagine what happens to a wooden buoyant casket when it gets pushed back up above the ground. The floodwaters come over the levee, break caskets apart, sent human remains washing through the streets of the city.
Whew. Not a pretty picture, which strangely enough was duplicated after Katrina.
Yeah, it was. And it's funny because it is something that still continues to happen here and in other places. But it didn't happen in New Orleans. One of the first things I did when I inspected the city after Katrina, I went into the cemeteries with some writers, and they performed tremendously well because they were designed for this exact situation. Of course, flooding is nothing new to New Orleans.
Right.
I think what you might have seen on the news were cemeteries closer to the Gulf of Mexico, like in Plaquemines Parish and in Rita and Cameron Parish.
But not in New Orleans?
No.
Now,
no.
What got you started with an interest in cemeteries?
It was a personal interest. I was doing genealogical research, and of course, cemeteries are a great source of genealogical information. And then I got into it on a professional level when I used to work for the National Park Service. They used to conduct tours, and then I wrote a couple of books and started a tour company, a preservation group, and curated museum exhibits. And
you know, it's interesting. Most people don't realize this, but about 300 yards from where we are at Harrah's, there's a National Park Ranger who gives tours.
Yes. There's a pretty complex system of National Park Service sites. There's a jazz park, there's a wetlands preserve, there's a French Quarter Historical Park, there's the Chalmette Battlefield, but a lot of people wouldn't realize that.
I know. I stumbled upon it one day just walking down Canal Street. I couldn't believe there was a National Park site right there. You don't
right.
think about New Orleans as a national park.
Right, but it is, and also other sites throughout the region. There's wetlands and Cajun and so forth, you know.
What's the biggest surprise? I mean, I remember the first time I went to I think it was the St. Louis Cemetery. The first time I went to the St. Louis Cemetery, it was not far from Commander's Palace. And I walked around there, and of course, Anne Rice lived next door. I'm beginning to understand Interview with a Vampire now.
Right, right.
I mean, there's a reason why Anne Rice lives right close to the cemetery.
Right. Well, she loves those cemeteries. And they figure prominently in her books, as does the entire city. And I think there's a whole sort of spirit world here where people feel much closer to spirits of the deceased people, and there are many examples of that. And
so you're one busy guy at Halloween.
We're very busy at Halloween, and we're also busy, but the cemeteries are, you know, they're busy year-round for locals and visitors alike. And one significant fact is that New Orleans, as far as I can tell, is the only city in the United States whose cemeteries are a major tourist destination. And if you think about it, one of the only cities in the world, besides Paris or Buenos Aires.
Paris, everybody goes to Paris to the cemetery to see if Jim Morrison's still walking around.
Right.
That's about it.
Right.
But here, it is definitely a tourist destination.
Absolutely. If you were to ask me or anybody who's familiar with New Orleans travel, you know, I can do four or five things. That would be in the top two or three, I would think.
What's the biggest surprise a first-time visitor has when they take your cemetery tour?
Oh, many things. First of all, the burial techniques of putting bodies above ground and moving them for the next body. That just blows people away. You know, the handling of human remains. And for people here, they don't even think about it twice. And I could explain all that if you like.
I got a very fair question before we run out of time. When you check out of the hotel, you gonna be buried here?
Yes.
Above ground?
Oh, yes.
With a jazz funeral?
Absolutely.
Okay, just wanted to check.
Absolutely.
Have you picked out your songs yet?
I actually have a good idea of the, you know, there's the dirge before, and then there's the second line, and Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and the Saints.
And, of course, the music they played in the James Bond movie, when they were, right?
Right. I was thinking about there's that great line, whose funeral is this? Yours. You remember that?
What a perfect opportunity to say goodbye. All right, the names of the books, New Orleans Cemeteries and, of course, City of the Dead, the author, Robert Florence. Robert, thanks for joining us. And coming up next, listen to this. Two dudes, one fast food fueled car. That's right, fueled on greasy oil from French fries and a cross-country search for a greener future. Back with that from Harrah's in New Orleans right after these messages.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com.
Today, let's talk about driving. Let's talk about commuting. You think yours is tough? I got news for you. Everybody thinks theirs is tough. Take the pizza guy. He not only has to do his commute, but once he gets to his job, he's got to go right back out there in the middle of your commute to get some guy a pie in 30 minutes or less. Fact is, our cars and trucks just got to take it. That's why there's Good Wrench and Go. It helps your Chevy continue to take it. Good Wrench and Go is happening right now at your participating Chevy dealer. Just head down their Good Wrench service lane. With Good Wrench and Go, you'll get an oil change, tire rotation, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection all in one tidy package. And while you're there, have them check your tires. Should you need them, they can recommend the proper tires for your Chevy.
I can't stop thinking about it.
So, between now and November 30th, give it a go and make it Good Wrench and Go at your participating Chevy dealer. One way to know if Good Wrench and Go is right for you, visit goodwrench.com and click on Chevy.
AutoZone. Hurry to AutoZone today for an outstanding $12.99 deal on quality oil and an oil filter.
Get in the zone.
For a limited time, you can save big when you buy 5 quarts of Quaker State motor oil and an STP oil filter, all for just $12.99. You heard right, an incredibly low $12.99. Remember, it's for a limited time. See store for restrictions and details. So don't wait, or you may miss this great deal. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
These days, every place calls itself a must-see destination. Now, Peter Greenberg steers you clear of the hype with an eye-opening dose of reality in his new book, Don't Go There. From the world's most overpriced tourist traps, to the most dysfunctional airports, to the most dangerous cities, Don't Go There saves you from the world's worst places so you can focus on the best. Why waste time and money on your next trip? Read Don't Go There by Today Show travel editor Peter Greenberg. On sale now. From Rodale.
Today, let's talk about the good things, about where you can find them. Like when you go into a store and you want the best, what do? You ask the clerk what he's got in the back. And if he likes you, he says he'll be right back. Shoes, cigars, even the butcher. The best stuff is always in the back. So, when it comes to getting what's best for your Buick, Pontiac, or GMC, head to your participating dealer right now and drive around back. Down their Good Wrench service lane for Good Wrench and Go time. For a limited time, you can get an oil change, tire rotation, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection all in one package. With fuel prices the way they are, taking proper care of your vehicle can help you spend less time pumping and more time driving.
I can't stop thinking about it.
So, between now and November 30th, give it a go and make it Good Wrench and Go at your participating Buick, Pontiac, or GMC dealer. One way to know if Good Wrench and Go is right for you, visit goodwrench.com and click on your GM brand.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 43 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Harrah's in New Orleans. I'm taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. That music, Life in the Fast Lane, is a perfect segue for my next guest. Because imagine this. Two guys, a car that's fueled only by cooking oil, and a cross-country search for a greener future. They decided they were going to go across country only on cooking oil, and I think they made it. Did you, Greg? Greg Melva's on the phone.
Yes. I'm actually in the car right now. I'm not driving, but I'm in the car. But,
and I should tell everybody that the name of your book is called Greasy Rider. I love it.
Yes, thanks. Yeah,
I got to know one thing before we even start the story, Greg.
Okay.
Did you end up smelling like French fries? Please tell me you didn't.
Well, I don't know if I'm disappointing you or pleasing you by saying that yes, we did. But that was more because we were storing a lot of the oil inside the car. Although the exhaust does smell like French fries when you're driving.
All right, so here's my question. You came up with this idea, to see if you could do it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So the whole idea was to drive across country, never once stopping at a gas station.
Right. We kind of looked at it as the ultimate driving adventure. I converted the car about 6 months earlier to run on fryer grease, partly out of economics and partly to reduce my carbon footprint, I guess, for the environment. And after it was running so well, a buddy of mine and I, we decided that we'd try and take it to the road.
Now, what kind of car was this?
It's a 1985 Mercedes 300 TD station wagon, and it's got when we started, it had about 270,000 miles on the odometer.
All right, so you started out. Now, how do you plan a trip like that? You have to stop at, you know, instead of stopping at gas stations or getting your AAA triptych, you had to figure out which restaurants you could stop by and beg for oil, right?
Right. It was we actually didn't do, tragically, we probably didn't do as much planning as we should have. We figured that the roads of America would be overflowing with grease, but it turns out that it was actually very hard to find good grease that we could put in the car and drive reliably on. So that kind of
I got to ask a stupid question, Greg. What's good grease?
It's not a stupid question. Good grease is one that you know hasn't been used a lot. Like a Chinese restaurant or Mexican restaurant, they change their oil frequently. They use soybean oil or canola oil or something that doesn't gel at high temperatures. And also, it has to come from if you want to get down and dirty about it, it's got to come from a dumpster that hasn't had the lid open for a long time, so there's not a lot of bacteria, it doesn't smell too bad, and it doesn't collect a lot of water, because water will kill the engine on the spot.
All right, so here you are driving across country, and you're just like pulling into towns and knocking on doors at back doors of kitchens?
Yeah, we were. We kind of begged off of the graciousness of a lot of restaurants, and in a lot of cases across the country, restaurants have to pay to get the grease removed. So they're happy to give it away. Plus, they were kind of intrigued by it. A lot of people had never heard about a grease-powered car. But the trip was also to investigate other sustainable resources because, you know, if two guys who are mechanically challenged can drive across the country without stopping at a fuel pump, surely there are other ways that we can kind of have a more sustainable lifestyle and a cheaper one, you know, because we didn't pay for gas. And so that was
sure. So next year you'll be solar-powered, right? So just solar. Now,
sure. I'll have a perpetual motion machine if I can.
All right, but here's my idea here. You actually went across country. You never stopped once. Did you ever come close to saying, okay, we give up, we got to get gas?
Well, you start the car on regular diesel. So it's got a regular diesel tank, and then it has another tank that fits the vegetable oil. So you start the car on regular diesel. And then as soon as the car warms up, the engine warms up the vegetable oil so you can run it on the vegetable oil because Rudolf Diesel initially invented the diesel engine to run on vegetable oil. So we actually used 4 gallons of diesel along the way. So that worked out to about 1,000 miles. Yeah, that worked out to about 1,000 miles per gallon of diesel. But there were times when we were pretty desperate. I don't want to give that away because you got to read the book.
You got to read the book. And as I'd like to say that all automobile dealers always say this, your mileage may vary.
All right. That's right.
Greg Melville, I love it. The name of the book, Greasy Rider, Two Dudes, One Fast Food Fueled Car, and a Cross-Country Search for a Greener Future. I don't know about you, but at the end of that trip, I would never want to eat a French fry for the rest of my life.
Bring it.
Well, there you go. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about New Orleans. In fact, you know about Mardi Gras. But I bet you know about some of the other festivals they have here in this town. It's one big party town, and it's not just a bunch of drunken college kids with go-cups on Bourbon Street. And we'll find out more about that when we return right after these messages.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now. So call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
And it's 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here in New Orleans at Harris, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, no problem. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your number, your question, and your problem, and we will solve it right here on the air. You know, most people, it's just stereotypical, I suppose, when you think about New Orleans, the first thing that comes to mind is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, the big celebrations, the parties that go all night, and everybody throwing beads and everything else. I've been here. It's crazy. It's wild. But my next guest basically is here to tell you it's not just about Mardi Gras. There are other festivals that happen throughout the year, other parties all year long. especially in the wake of Katrina. If anybody needed a party, New Orleans did. And her name is Marcy Schramm, and she's the executive director of the French Quarter Festivals.
Correct.
Plural.
Yes, three. Right. We produce three a year.
Okay, so what is a French Quarter Festival? I let me guess. It takes place in the French Quarter?
Absolutely.
You know, nothing gets by me. But what else?
Well, we produce three a year, as you mentioned, and in the spring is the biggest one of the year. It's called French Quarter Festival proper, and it is the largest free music festival in the South, which we're very proud
now
to hold that
title. Now, you
also
have Jazz Fest here. Let's not forget that.
That's right? The end of April, right. That's we kind of open festival season. We're the official opening of festival season in New Orleans, and it really started as the Locals Festival 25 years ago, but it has been discovered. And
I must tell you, when I first came down to New Orleans, and I'm not going to tell you how long it was ago, but it was long ago. I had a friend of mine who was, at that time was running the Jazz Fest. And I had checked into the Sheraton here in New Orleans. I'd come down by train, which I recommend people do. Take the Southern Crescent from Washington, D.C. It goes all the way through the South. It's one of the all-time great legendary train rides. And it ends in New Orleans. I go to the Sheraton, and she called me, and it was like 9 o'clock at night. She says, oh, you're in town. I said, yeah. She said, you want to get together? I said, yeah, let's get together. She says, how about later? I said, later? What's later? Should just be down in the lobby about midnight. Lobby about midnight? Oh, okay. I walked down the lobby at midnight. She wasn't there. I waited, 12:30. She wasn't there. 1 o'clock in the morning, she shows up in a car filled with, like, everybody says, get in. Next thing you know, I'm on a riverboat at 1:30 in the morning with the Neville brothers. Okay? That's later in New Orleans. So that's the spirit of your festivals, too.
Well, we don't go all night long. We do start early and we go pretty long. But it's a city that doesn't sleep. It really is. And you have to pace yourself. You probably know that. You do have to pace yourself. There's so much fun to be had.
When did the French Quarter Festival start?
French Quarter Festival started in 1984. We celebrated the 25th anniversary this year, which is very exciting.
And what makes it so different?
What makes it so different is that it's a true community effort. It's all about, what we do is we celebrate everything local. It's the finest restaurants in New Orleans make up our food booths. This isn't a festival we're going to get corn dogs. You're going to get oysters on the half shell. You're going to get the
finest
cuisine.
Wait a minute. No corn dogs? I'm not. No pigs in blankets?
No.
I'm leaving. That's it.
We actually call the restaurant sections the world's largest jazz brunch, and that's truly what it is. It's beautiful. 65 of New Orleans' finest restaurants provide the food. And then this year we had 18 stages of music throughout the quarter, and it's all local musicians. It's our own superstars. It's everyone from Trombone Shorty to the Radiators.
I've had Trombone Shorty on my show.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. He's
but
great.
I got to tell you something, though. You know, when you talk about community, I mean, even though you got ripped apart in Katrina, you guys are coming back together.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, this
absolutely
really is a community when people really get together.
Mm-hmm. It is. And the city, you know, the city really didn't miss a beat. It was challenging for a while, especially when, you know, none of us had refrigerators or electricity for a while, but you get through it. I mean, you know, it's fun. It's like a camping trip.
You know,
the great new adventure.
Now, Marcy, I've heard a lot of things described after Katrina, but I don't think I would ever describe it as a camping trip.
Oh, gosh. Are you kidding? When you have all your windows open, you have, and you're eating MREs, and it's just so strange. And the neighborhoods come to...
That's not a camping trip. That's Iraq.
Well, you know, you have to put a positive spin on it.
And you just did. I just had to bust you on it. I mean, my God. Now, all this is volunteer, isn't it?
Our festival, yes, it is. We have a very small staff that makes it happen, but we rely on about 1,000 community volunteers who help us to produce.
Now, three a year. Okay, that's the first one.
Right.
That begins Mardi Gras. It kicks
well,
it off.
Mardi Gras, Mardi Gras is
it's
February.
Before, it's before Mardi Gras.
No, we're in April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
right.
So, but you do two more.
Mardi Gras starts, and then April's French Quarter Festival. Yeah. Then, of course, Jazz Fest, as you mentioned. And then in August, we do a wonderful festival called Satchmo Summerfest, and it's a tribute to Louis Armstrong. And it is such a fantastic festival. It's not just stages of music, but it's seminars where world-famous speakers come in from all over. And Louis Armstrong's record producer, people like that, they come as far as Japan, and lots of Europeans come. And it's a true celebration of Armstrong's life with lots of education, too.
I'm amazed that more people don't know more about him. I mean, so if you want to learn more, you come to that.
Absolutely. And I just read in yesterday's paper, Forrest Whitaker is going to be producing.
Forrest Whitaker is going to,
so exciting.
He's perfect for it.
He's perfect for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either Idi Amin or Louis Armstrong. He was great in both.
Mm-hmm.
He will be great in both. That's right.
This year, actually, for an 09 French Quarter Festival, we're looking at maybe infusing a little Louis Prima into the festival, too, doing a stage. Because, you know, New Orleans has so many musicians that really made the mark in the world. And just this city has contributed so much to arts and culture.
Amazing. Okay, well, bottom line is, what are you doing for Christmas?
We do an event. It's month-long, and it's called Christmas New Orleans Style. And what that is it's all month long. You can go to, and they're mostly free events, cooking demonstrations at Canal Place with famous chefs teaching you their secrets. We have free concerts at St. Louis Cathedral with everyone from Irvin Mayfield. Ellis Marsalis is playing, Teresa Anderson, gospel choirs. I mean, it just runs the gamut of, it's all New Orleans.
So you're originally from Detroit. You moved here 11 years ago, and Marcy, you're just party, party, party. I love it. Marcy Schramm, the executive director of the French Quarter Festivals here in New Orleans. That music means we're out of time for our first hour. For those stations leaving us, have a great rest of your weekend. And for the rest of you, stick around. We've got a whole lot more coming from Harris here in New Orleans. Peter Greenberg here on Peter Greenberg Worldwide. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And as always, you're hearing must-hear radio on the SSI Radio Network.